Recording over there. Just one second. Call the BOE back to order.
I'm going to make a motion that all the personal properties that do not pertain to a refund be approved.
Second. Any more discussion?
I have a question. Does that involve ones that haven't been paid yet this year that may be reduced?
There's nothing for 2009. This is all, it's all just previous year's personal property where a new bill is overwritten the old bill.
Not the Starnes chili.
No.
Okay.
These would be things that are on your list.
We've got no refunds, Dave, or anything like that.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Moving on to the homestead one.
Okay. This is...
You want me to go with it? This is a sample one. He didn't pay his taxes for 2 years out there with the idea he was going to give the property to Taneyville. He finally deeded it over to Taneyville. And we abated the property for 09, but we have 08 and 07 tax bills out there. By law, he does not have to pay his tax bill because it now belongs to an entity.
But I thought only for the year that they took it.
Nope. You cannot pursue an entity that's, on back
taxes. It's not true that the taxes are not owed. However, we have no vehicle by which to collect those taxes.
Well, that's what I said. By law, you can't get that. Thanks for putting that in.
So we don't take any action on 07 and 08. I mean, those taxes are still due. It's exempt for 09. So I don't know that any action needs to be taken. I mean, most municipalities would pay those taxes for 07 and 08
right.
Because they didn't own it when they bought
it. So what do we do then? Nothing? Or do we...
I wouldn't do anything because you're not going to exempt it for 07 and 08 because it's not exempt for 07 and 08.
Right,
it's only exempt for 09, but you have no way to collect for 07 and 08 because the only way to collect is to sell it at tax sale and it belongs to
the municipality. So we'll have something on the books forever, you're saying?
There may be some action to take, but...
Can't we just abate it off?
Well, if a municipality takes land from someone, do they do a title search to see if there's liens on the property or anything before they take it?
No.
Should they?
Yes. It's a loophole in the law that should have been
closed. So we need to take off the books, though, because otherwise we're going to be trying to...
It will come up on the tax sale again.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever the administrative thing to do is...
You're saying abate them to zero.
If that's the proper... And I haven't researched the issue because this is the first time I've heard it.
I'll move that we abate 07 and 08 on the parcel for the homestead estates. Since there's no
09.
And they're exempt already in 09.
Already done 09.
Yeah, 09's taken care of, so.
But I just wanted to point out they're not exempt for 07 and 08. I mean, you can't.
But there's no way to collect. There's no way to collect. Tax sale, and they really can't be a tax sale.
This is an easy one.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, lost.
Aye.
I said aye.
Okay, aye.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Lost Tree is a very simple one. This actually was a Marysville property case that was voted on in summer BOE, but it fell through the cracks and it got the 50% decrease. So we really need to just approve having it put back up to where it should have been. The only thing that really kind of confuses this is that they did receive notice of the decrease.
Did they appeal it to the State Tax Commission?
Well... I don't know that.
Okay, so the Lost Tree got a notice of decrease.
Mm-hmm, and they shouldn't have.
So now we're going to send them a notice of increase?
Did they appeal this one to the State Tax Commission?
All Marysville.
Leave it alone because they're going to go for 40 to 25% and we're down.
Well, not all of Marysville's because we did make some rulings on a few more Marysville properties.
Not Lost Trees, yeah.
Not Lost Trees. So you're saying...
you don't have a problem.
So just leave it.
If it's at half, it's not really a problem
right.
for us. They're asking for a lot less, and I would
half.
Bet
so
that they appealed this
alone.
One, but I don't
so
know that.
I move
so.
That we table or
deny.
Deny the Lost Tree South.
Did they appeal anything?
No, it's just my request. It was something I found, so I'm bringing it to
just
rest.
Don't take any action.
No action. All right,
okay.
Next one.
Okay.
Classification change letter requests.
All right, this at the last meeting was a tie vote on whether or not we should change these classifications. You have the letters there in your staff.
And I'm the tiebreaker.
These came after the summer BOE. And so the question is, do we make the changes or not?
And James's recommendation was what? Not to change or to change?
My recommendation is neither.
Thank you. Who? How did these guys vote last time? 1-4, 1 against? Or?
Well, if you look on your meeting minutes,
I think we had 4.
It'd be 2-2, and I wasn't here.
2-2, and you were.
I was gallivanting around.
They did it two different ways, from two different angles, and it was tied both ways.
And this is after summer BOE, and we denied this other guy based on what Bob has told us. We should not be dealing with these. They had a deadline on the letter that James sent out, and they did not fulfill the deadline that he set. So,
we did that to people last year and the year before.
So you're saying because they did not meet the deadline that we have by statute, we shouldn't be taking any action whatsoever.
We shouldn't be moving these. We shouldn't be allowing them to appeal. You're right. No action. You shouldn't be appealing after the summer BOE. That's your deadline for appealing.
And if we do, then we're opening it up for all.
Everybody
forever.
That wants to come in.
This letter right here by this one was received March 31st. It's right on the heading of the letter.
It was
May 1st.
Their letter from you was received.
Their letter was received.
So they had it in time. They just didn't return them in time.
Right.
Well, here's two of these that were dated. They signed them on April 16th,
but
did not mail them until September the 1st.
Right.
So it.
All of these were received late.
Yeah, you don't know when they signed it. They
could
put that
could have
signed
it the day before.
First.
I think Dave and I voted to.
So let's hear a motion then. What do you think? You got one? Motion to deny or what? It sounds like I move that we deny the change in classification because it's after the summer BOE.
I'll second.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye. Danny said aye.
Aye.
Now, motion. Those letters can be used to change for next year.
I would like that to go on the record that these letters be applied for 2010 BOE.
And then in a separate note, we've already voted. Can we just make a note that these letters are to be applied for 2010 and beyond?
The changes have been made for 2010. I checked all those.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Moving on now to Terry Metcalf parcel.
Well, you kind of skipped MPI there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's get MPI.
Oh, I'm sorry. We went off the agenda.
What are you thinking?
MPI. I'll put that in there. MPI, please.
They got a huge tax bill. Of course, as you can see, it's heavy construction equipment.
Yes.
They sold part of it. They want us to split that 08 tax bill so that they would pay taxes on a huge part of the tax bill, but there would be another tax bill created.
That we'll have to collect on?
The only time we've ever split personal property, to my knowledge, is when there's like a vehicle or a licensable rig on this list, we might pull it off and split it. I have never known of us ever splitting heavy construction, but it is a lot of dollars that they were willing to pay.
Well, could we do it? I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing it, except we just never done it before.
I think it's just a simple split that the collector should have made.
Bob?
It's a real bad precedent to be setting. I mean, basically what he's asking is he's got equipment that is licensable, and he's got other equipment that doesn't have to be licensed, that's equipment, and he wants to sell that. And in order to sell it, he's got to be able to sell it free and clear of the taxes. So
right.
He wants to only pay the taxes on that amount and not on the licensable vehicles, which he's going to have to pay taxes on anyway. If you let him do this, do you not have to let everyone do it? And do you separate just licensable from non-licensable, or does somebody that is wanting to license their vehicle, but their other one's licensed for 2 years?
Don't you feel like there's fewer people going to require this? Even though you're saying we're opening it up to everybody.
The only thing you could get into, Jim, I could say sort my farm equipment off and I'm going to pay it and not have to pay tax receipt.
Okay.
But But that's almost like blackmail, like saying, I'll pay you your taxes if you'll split this part off. I'll leave the other hanging out there for years, and you can't collect it because I live in Arkansas.
Property taxes are prorated because it's in the contract saying taxes will be prorated. But the owner of the property that's selling it is responsible for those taxes unless otherwise based on January 1st owning it, unless otherwise stipulated. Well, the contract stipulates that if they are transferring this property, the taxes here should not have been taken into consideration on their contract and be settled between the two of them instead of for the tax, Taney County assessor having to do it.
And what about personal property, Dave?
That's the difference.
The difference. You do real estate, but you as realtors and closing companies don't even have to look.
I don't see where it's an issue. I know we're opening ourselves up, but.
Well, I want to license my vehicle that's due in 10, but not my one that's due in 11. So I want you to separate that one off, and I just want to pay the taxes on my one vehicle and not on both of them in order to register.
Right.
I mean,
I can't afford to do my car this year. I can do my truck because I've got to have one vehicle running. So this year I'm going to go ask the assessor to split.
It's a strange time, though.
Want the collector will.
I know. It's
just, well, is one company willing to pay their part and the other company willing to pay theirs?
MPI
has a bunch of property, personal property. Some is licensable, and some they don't have to license. It's used on site. They want to sell the stuff that they don't have to license. But in order to sell it, they want to make sure the taxes are paid. So they want to split that out and just pay the taxes on the heavy equipment that doesn't have to be licensed. Mm-hmm. And on the stuff that has to be licensed, they don't want to pay
now. I understand the argument.
It looks like they could just look and figure out themselves what the taxes are, just like a title company does on real estate.
What do you want to do?
They could prorate it that way and make it part
of
the contract.
I'd like to get money. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
But if they're selling that property, why couldn't they just,
I don't know.
Take the amount of the taxes they feel they owe, give it to the buyer, and say, the buyer, you can pay this at the end of the year or something.
The remainder of the bill is huge. Guys, we're talking about, this is a quarry. And we're talking about, if you got that total.
So you're saying you're fine with splitting it.
I'm fine with it. I don't know the legality and what kind of mess it's going to make. I'm in for getting any dollars we can get in.
Well, that's it's a strange time right now. That's what I'm saying. We've got to be creative sometimes. But I don't want to open the can of worms here.
Is this what we're talking about is $67,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's on a truck, 3 licensable vehicles, and then a bunch of heavy equipment.
Yeah.
And he wants to pay the heavy equipment bill.
Part of the heavy equipment. He didn't sell all of his heavy equipment with the quarry.
So he wants to, the request is to separate the heavy equipment from the licensed vehicles.
This that's on this list right here.
On the front page.
Stern and Stillings.
Okay.
That's what they're wanting to pay.
Sheila, you want to say anything to it about this? If you do, come to the microphone if you would. If you want to say anything. You really don't?
They have these amounts.
I just wanted to remind them about 2009 we had discussed, because when James and we pulled this, this same heavy equipment is on the 2009 bill that I've just, so we probably need to know what to do on the 2009 at the same time.
Okay.
Who's going to pay the 2009?
We can actually abate the 2009 and put the correct name on and run 2 back on as personal property.
Why would you abate 2009?
And he's saying split it.
You would split the 2009 because there's a name change.
Abate the single and create double.
Right.
A split.
But 08, it was filed under one name.
On January 1st of 2009, it was all owned by the same entity.
Right.
Yeah.
That owned it last year.
Gentlemen,
and they're responsible for the taxes.
Sheila?
And I asked Harry Styron about the 2009, how if they had some kind of agreement on how we'd pay that. He said, I don't know.
Okay. Danny or Dave?
They already have the amount split off here for each of those items. So they know what the 2008 taxes are. When are they wanting them split? As to what date? September, or I don't see a date on here. I mean, are they wanting it for 2008?
It's for the entire year, Dave. When we're talking about splitting, these items would come off of the tax bill.
What tax bill are we talking about, though? Are there 08 taxes due on this?
It appears, according to Harry's letter.
So those are overdue. with penalties and all that sort of thing.
Right.
And what he wants to do is pay what's overdue here at the end of 09 and sell the property, and then the taxes that are due for 09, the property will be sold, and then we have to collect 09's taxes on that property. And who do we collect from? We have to collect from MPI, who no longer has the property.
I'd say you're maybe opening a can of worms.
I think it's confusing. I mean, if they're wanting to sell right now.
We've wanted legislation for years that says all closings have to include personal property.
I don't like the scenario you just gave, Bob.
If they sell on January 2nd, they'd have to pay 2 years of taxes. But if they sell today, they're asking to only pay 1 year of taxes.
I'm going to move that we deny the request to split.
MPI owned the equipment in 2008, is that correct?
2008 and January 1 of 2009.
So they owe all of this?
They owe all of it, yes.
Well, then why? I don't understand what they're wanting.
They're wanting to split it off so that they can only pay a portion of it and back taxes on a portion of it, so they can sell that portion of the property. They can say, we paid the taxes on this equipment.
Second and by Danny. Any more discussion? All those in favor of denying, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed to deny.
Could we go through four real quick real estates?
Can you just give this to me,
James?
Just for later. Just food for thought.
Okay, thank you. 4932-421-4 is this building across the road that burned. We're taking the building off till next year. The only thing we put on a building burned in summer of 09. I hated not to bring it up because it's outside my window, and the assessor said it didn't happen.
Is that abatement been written?
Yeah, this is on your list.
It's to be approved.
Abatement that was written on the real
motion
estate.
Motion to approve.
What's your abatement?
338 is the number.
Motion.
You're taking the whole...
taking the building off because they stripped that dude down.
Right, maybe for the whole year, though.
Yeah.
Well, we had something about prorating during the time.
Yeah, and I don't know what date it actually burned, Dave. That's something to do with the 1st of June or something.
So we have a motion to abate this off.
Who made the motion?
Danny.
I did.
Do you have a second? I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Next, James.
341 is to add a garage, and I'd ask if you just do it.
Do you have an abatement number or BOE number or anything?
341.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's 341 and 342, correct? Because one would be to take it to zero, and then if we're adding on, then the second one
Yes, I'm sorry.
341 and 342.
Yes, add on abatement and regular abatement to zero and add it on. Okay.
I'll just send out an entry to us so they don't have the right to
abate. Sure.
So that's the recommendation. I so move that.
Second.
Motion is seconded by Danny. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next, James.
Number 355 and 356 over on Jasper Reynolds property, back in the woods, driving through weeds, 8 foot tall. My men found a house. Come to find out, Jasper had sold the house. We'd made the split, but we had it messed up. This straightens this up. This takes this house off of Jasper Reynolds and adds it to Jeff Bereckman. And I'm asking that we get this done.
So 355 and 356 fixes that?
Yes.
I so move that.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. James?
Did I get the real estate?
That gets the real estate where there was an abatement written. Thank you.
I got a question before we...
We've only got about 2 more minutes, I think,
okay,
Dave. Is that right?
Go ahead and move on.
All I've got here, if I'm not mistaken, we've got Metcalf parcel.
Metcalf. My note here says that James wanted this presented to BOE. They've not paid their 2008 taxes. I'm not even certain if they're asking for 2008 here or 2009. It's not real clear.
Which one is it?
This is Sheila Burke. Excuse me. Terry Metcalf. You can look at
Terry Metcalf.
Didn't that come through before?
What about this one here, too, Cindy? Skillerin?
Skillerin. Let me talk about Skillerin.
James, why don't you refresh your memory on that one? Skillerin, please.
We received this summer BOE application just the other day.
Okay.
last week, and obviously she's beyond the time frame, but Donna has suggested that I bring this to you just to bring it to your attention, that we have received this, but we've not contacted her for an appointment or anything. So
is it an increase or something?
She's claiming overvaluation.
Motion to deny.
Second. Well, I wouldn't even take I wouldn't take action on it.
No action?
No action.
No action.
We refuse to hear it.
Yeah, we refuse to hear it because it's after summer BOE.
Withdraw my motion.
And I withdraw my second. James?
Terry Medcalf's property was condemned by the city of Ransom. And it is a nightly rental condo, but it was condemned by the city.
When?
In 08.
So it's exempt for 08 and 09.
I would think, since it's a condo, she wouldn't have any other... No, we need to reduce this to the amount of common element. She would still have interest in the common grounds that we distribute under our land value.
If they... I'd have to look at the condemnation action, but if they condemn the condo unit, if the common element went with the condo unit, I guess maybe the city of Branson would have the that value of the common element.
So do we want to just reduce it to zero?
Do we really want to charge them with a common element when they don't have the condo that's attributable to the condo? They can't.
So then we'll...
It wasn't condemned until this year.
It says await on here.
Well, the letter from the City of Branson Planning and Department dated February 18th, 2009 says this is notification that building number 42 will be placarded condemned within 30 days of the receipt of this notice.
That's right.
So it would be 09 only. And really, you should have the judgment of the court where they say where the commissioner award is paid in. Was there a commissioner's award paid in, and therefore the city took control? They don't take control until the commissioner's award is paid into the court.
I'd say legal. How are we going to sell it? How's Sheila going to sell it for the 2008 taxes?
Well, that's the same as the other case where the city of Taneyville, village of Taneyville, owned the property, and they owed 08 taxes. But why isn't the city of Branson?
Let's head back to that day. 08 needs to be something done because the city of Branson.
I'm going to move that we table the Medcalf until the next session, so we can get the judgment and figure out what we're going to do about the 08, because 09 seems very simple, but I don't know what we're going to do with 08.
Isn't the property still in the name, whether it's condemned or not, of the owner?
Right, but they don't have right to use. And we're in the statute said...
But they did in 08.
Right.
So they're not able to sell the property until the taxes are paid on it for 08.
Right, and the condemnation is left, I would assume.
But, I mean, whether that's lifted or not, if they wanted to sell it for $500, subject to the condemnation, I mean, still the taxes have got to be paid. They cannot transfer it out of their name.
The only thing I would think is kind of like Bob says, the city of Branson has it as a condemnation. How could you sell it at all?
Well, first of all...
Okay, do we want to table this
for
more discussion?
Yes.
The motion was to table.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion to table is passed. How about meeting minutes from September 10th, 09? Do I hear a motion to approve? I move that we approve the September 10th, 2009 minutes. Do I have a second?
I didn't see anything, but I didn't.
You have anything on here that you've noticed that's different?
Yeah.
I think these are all okay, Cindy.
I'll second that.
But we have a second from Danny. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed the tabled minutes. And then I will adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for your 20-minute time limit. Hey, I've got a question.